The cost of the medication and whether it will be mandatory are issues that could determine how effective the vaccine will actually be in stopping a widespread sexually transmitted disease. Three shots are needed to prevent the human papillomavirus. Each costs $120. So far, WellPoint is offering insurance coverage in Wisconsin, a decision influenced by a recommendation the federal government offer free immunizations through its Vaccines for Children program. Family Planning Health Services in Wausau has already started stockpiling. Executive Director Lon Newman says they have 42 doses of the vaccine Gardasil.
There will be ways to make it available, but that's going to be the toughest part of it, cost.
Another potential hurdle is how to vaccinate the greatest number of people while offending as few as possible. Conservative organizations like the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin say they welcome the new vaccine for cervical cancer and genital warts, but Executive Director Julaine Appling hopes it won't be mandatory for admission to public schools.
Parents' rights must be respected. It must be a top priority as various entities start looking at how we're going to handle this vaccine.
If the federal government eventually decides it won't require the new vaccine for preteen girls, state legislatures still could make it mandatory. If Wisconsin were to do so, parents would be able to prevent their children from getting the vaccine under one of three existing exemptions. They are philosophical, medical, or religious. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.